Hello, everyone, and welcome. Hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. Welcome to tonight's show. I am your featured author for tonight. My name is Twyla Reed, and I go by author Twyla Reed. And I want to say I am very excited. I'm honored to be here tonight. And I want to thank you guys for joining us on this evening. And before we start, I want to give a huge thank you to Ms. Angela Smith. She is the founder and CEO of the African American Author Literacy Awareness Campaign. So I want to say thank you so very much, Angela, for this amazing opportunity to be able to come on and share tonight a little bit about who I am and give the listeners a little bit about my testimony of hope and healing. I want to start off, I know we don't have much time, so I want to start off by saying that this journey for me writing has been a very long journey. I actually started writing my first book unknowingly back in 2001 because that's where everything started for me as an author. I didn't realize it at the time. I went through a very traumatic, significant emotional event, if you will. My family, my son and I were involved in a very bad car accident, which left him with a severe traumatic brain injury. He died in my arms. They revived him. He was in a coma. And little did I know that God was preparing me and setting me up for such a time as this to be able to write about that journey, write about our story, and allow our life to become the blueprint, if you will, for other survivors of traumatic events, to show them that traumatic events, tragedies, is not the end all, and that you can create the life that you desire in spite of the health challenges, in spite of the wealth challenges that you're going to face after going through a tragedy. You can have a life, and you can become the strategist of your own destiny. Yes, you can, in spite of a traumatic event. So a little bit about who I am. Again, I'm author Twyla Reed. I presently live in Georgia. I'm born and raised in Mississippi. That's right, guys. I am a Southern girl, and I tell you, I'm a Southern girl at heart. I have a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Administration from Trident University International. I am a 20-year Army retiree. I've been writing since I was a little girl, journaling. Of course, you know, we all had diaries. I think that's where it all really started for me. And so I would write things, you know, about my day at school and different things that I had gone through in life. Again, not knowing that God was really preparing me and molding me and shaping me to be able to bless others with content by putting them down on paper. I can go into a lot of things about who I am, what I do, but I don't want to do that tonight. I really just want to share with you guys a little bit about my books. I will say this, that I am truly grateful for the support that I've received since I have been writing, and I'm very passionate about my role as a brain injury advocate and a caregiver. And because of that passion, I was actually inspired to write my very first book, guys, and it's called Broken Wings. Broken Wings. And this book is a nonfiction, it's a true story, and it's a narrative of a mother's decision to champion for her son after a tragic accident. And that family, that mother and son, is none other than myself and my son, Mylon. And again, like I said, God allowed me and prepared me to open up and allow our journey to become the blueprint for other survivors. And in Broken Wings, what I wanted to do, God rearranged it all. And what he told me to do was to describe to you guys the medical, the emotional, and the spiritual difficulties of a traumatic brain injury survivor and a caregiver. And I take the readers on our journey from gloom and despair to hope and healing. I reveal the strain of being thrown into bleak circumstances and uncertain outcomes. You know, when you go through a traumatic event, you tread in murky waters, you tread in unknown territory because you don't know what the future holds. And so what I wanted to do with Broken Wings was, again, like I said, to empower and inspire our readers to understand that even though we went through those bleak circumstances and those uncertain outcomes, that there was a path to victory. And that path to victory was through faith, through prayer, and through my commitment to optimism. Okay, so you got to get that, through faith, prayer, and my commitment to optimism. I had to understand and realize that I could not continue to look at things through my natural eyes. I had to look at things through my spiritual eyes. I wanted to get the readers to see my undying love and devotion to being committed to optimism, being committed to trusting God, being committed to the prayers that I had to go through, the prayers that I had to put forth and put out there in the atmosphere. I wanted to show families the, how to live through unforeseen events. I wanted to teach those who were affected by brain injury the truth about how traumatic brain injury affects victims and their families. See, what people need to understand about brain injury, that includes strokes, acquired brain injury, traumatic brain injury, concussions and all, that it not only affects the survivor, but it reaches out and it touches everybody, every single person that's connected to that survivor in somehow or another. I give strategies to help those families become the best survivors and caregivers that they can be. I teach them and I empower them and I educate them how to create the life that they truly want. Like I stated, in spite of the challenges that they're facing, in spite of the heartache, in spite of the helplessness and the hopelessness that you go through when you experience a traumatic event. And so, guys, that is what my book, Broken Wings, is all about. I tell you, it's very dear, near to my heart because this is our story. This is our journey. My son is now 30. He'll be 30 years old this year in November. He was 11 years old, and our journey has not ended. So with that being said, I want you guys to stay tuned for part two of Broken Wings. My plan, according to God's will, we will be releasing that sometime the beginning of 2019. So that is my book, Broken Wings. At the end of everything, I will let you guys know how you can purchase the books, how you can contact me and connect with me as well. Again, that is Broken Wings, The Journey from Tragedy to Triumph Through My Son's Traumatic Brain Injury. The next book that God gave me the vision to write is called Affirmations for the Mind, Body, and Soul, and it's a guide for survivors of traumatic events. Again, it's titled Affirmations for the Mind, Body, and Soul. I am a firm believer that we have power in our words. And the reason I say that is because, remember, I just told you that I made a commitment to optimism. I had to speak life over my son. I had to speak life over myself because not only was he fighting for his life, but I was fighting for my life as well. And, you know, many times after a traumatic event, you feel alone, you feel abandoned, you feel isolated, and you just kind of want to go into quarantine and you just want to hide from the world. You may feel that life is over and that there's no hope for your future. The pain, the heartache that you endure often leaves survivors in a state of helplessness and hopelessness that they really can't come out of. Depression. Right now, look at what's happening in the news with very well known public figure Kate Spade with the recent suicide. I tell you, a traumatic event can put you in a downward spiral that's very hard to come out of. okay? I know about this pain. I know how hard it is to pull yourself up out of a dark pit after going through a traumatic event, okay? But what I had to do was I had to understand and allow God to minister to me and understand just how powerful my words were. I had to understand that. And so once I got it, God gave me the revelation and the vision for affirmations for the mind, body, and soul. A guide for survivors of traumatic events. You know, yeah, people talk about, you know, we talk about affirmations. I am this. I want to read one of my affirmations. Today I am alive, alert, and happy. Today, as I look at my circumstances, I choose to accept my ability to take action regarding the choices I make for my life. I am fearless, and I will not walk in defeat. Today, as I look at my circumstances, I choose to make my wishes my dreams and my dreams my reality. I choose to make them known not only to myself, but to the entire world. On this day, I speak life, and I will see the manifestation of it all. Today, as I look at my circumstances, I accept that the selections I make for my forthcoming days come my divine coach. Therefore, I choose to listen to and obey the direction that will be given to me because these directives will move me onward in life as I travel this journey. There are certain things that a survivor of a traumatic event needs to be speaking every single day. And so the affirmations that God gave me, they were broken down into morning affirmations, affirmations for new beginnings, gratitude affirmations, bedtime affirmations, affirmations when you're lonely. I put a caregiver's affirmation in there. Affirmations for a survivor's pledge. And so this book also has a journal in the back of it. It's a monthly journal, and each month has its own affirmation. For instance, January's affirmation is, I will be the best me that I can be this year. And it's an opportunity for you to write about. Many times we say with the new year comes a new me. What changes can you make to better yourself? So this is truly a guide for survivors of traumatic events. And the name of this book is Affirmations for the Mind, Body, and Soul. You will experience how affirmations empower you, how they inspire you. You will also experience an overall improvement in your well-being and your outlook on life. How the road to power to taking responsibility and creating your own atmosphere for change. You have the power to do that. You have the power to do that with your words. This book will show you the importance of speaking positive affirmations into your life daily. And by doing so, you will be empowered to create the life that you desire. Of your words. So that's affirmations for the mind, body, and soul. And also, the next book I want to present to you guys is titled My Journey Goal Setting Journal. The steps of my journey are ordered by the Lord. And this is a question that I want to ask. I want to ask the listeners, are your daily activities bringing you closer to your goals? Simple question. I'm going to ask you again, are your daily activities bringing you closer to your goals? Because if your answer is no, then do not expect the things in your life that you need and that you want to be different and change to be different or change. You know, some people think that setting goals is a demonstration of not trusting in God, and that they should just wait on God to lead them and show them the way. Okay, I got that. That is true. But do not get it twisted, because God doesn't want us to make moves without consulting him, but he also does not want us doing nothing. And why? Well, I am glad that you asked. because he has given us gifts and he's given us talents, and he expects us to use them to do good work. Now, setting goals and consulting with him, it confirms not only that you trust God, but that you also believe that he is able to lead you, he is able to guide you as you're moving forward towards your destiny. That's right. So in my book, My Journey, Goal Setting Journal, now you will find that as you set goals that are focused on God's vision, the more you will grow and the more that you will accomplish. Outlining your goals and putting them in writing serves as a constant reminder of what you want to achieve. Goals are set one step at a time. I got to say that again, guys. Goals are set one step at a time. And there is only really one true secret to achieving these goals. There's only one true secret, guys. Are you ready for the secret? Come a little closer, come closer, come closer. One secret. You know what that secret is? Simply start. Simply start. That's it. My Journey, Goal Setting Journal. I tell you, it's June, 6 months left. Or we're in our 6 months of 2018. 6 months. And if you have not set goals, or if you have not achieved any goal that you've set in the beginning of this year, then I encourage you to get this book and get started. It is not too late. It's not too late. You know, I break down and I explain the importance. Things to remember when you're setting goals, the importance of evaluating and reflecting, how to define your goals and dreams, and how to make your goals SMART. Everybody's heard of that SMART, right? Specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time. Okay? I talked to you about how to set your goals as if your life depended on it. Because when you make up your mind that you truly want to create the life that you desire, in spite of the health challenges or in spite of the wealth challenges that you're facing after a traumatic event, then your creative mind will kick in and you will then begin to really truly discover the solutions for challenges that you may have believed were out of your control. So, if your life really depended on it, would you come up with a new idea or plan to save yourself? Of course you would. That's a no-brainer, right? Of course you would. So I encourage you guys to pick up my book, My Journey Goal Setting Journal, to help you complete, not just achieve, but to actually sit down to reevaluate and do a self-assessment of the goals that you set for 2018. It's not too late to achieve those goals. And again, if you have not set goals, then it's not too late to start. Okay, guys, one last book I want to talk to you guys about. I tell you this book, the book is titled The Word, The Truth, and the Light. Bible Study Notebook. All right. How many of you go to church every Sunday and they give you the program at church and you're trying to take notes from the sermon? You got to write down the pastor's name or the preacher's name. You got to write down the date, and you got to write down the scriptures and the topic of the sermon, the topic of the message. Or what about just doing your own personal Bible study time? Okay? It's important. And I'm going to explain to you why, that you have a very good study tool, a Bible study notebook to help you retain what you are studying as you gain revelation into God's word. We all know, right, that the Bible has 66 books, okay? Did you know that there are more than 1,000 chapters in the Bible, and they are all written by various authors? We all know that, right? So, whether you have no Bible experience or if you've studied the Bible for years, this handy Bible study notebook provides an excellent introduction to personal Bible study. What I want you guys to understand with this book is this. I wrote this Bible study notebook, and I broke this down. I put some very interesting information here. So it's not just a notebook. It's some content as well. I talk about reasons to study the Word with your mind, heart, and soul, to know God more, to love and enjoy time with God, to know and understand God's Word, to learn and receive direction in life, to find comfort and hope, and to uncover our deepest thoughts and dreams. I broke the Bible down. I listed the law, the five books: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Those books are called the law. I list the historical books, and I talk about those books and why they're important. I listed the poetry and wisdom books like Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Songs, the Song of Solomon. I talk about why they are very important. I talk about the prophetic day of Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel. I list the minor prophets, and I talk briefly about why those books are important. I talk about the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and how they retell the story of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. And then I talk about the book of Acts. I break down and I just explain briefly why that book is so important and how the main characters of that book of this book are God and the church. I talk about the epistles, the letters, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, all the way through Jude. And I talk about why those letters, known as the epistles, make up 21 of the 27 books for the New Testament. And last, I talk briefly about the book of Revelation and how it's the last book of the Bible and one of the most challenging to understand. And this notebook, it gives you a place to put your date, and you have a place to check whether it's your personal devotion, Bible study, sermon, or other. You have a place to list your scripture, your scriptures, write notes. And then, guys, I ask a couple of questions. What is God saying to me? Who wrote this and who said it? When was it written or said? Where did this happen? And to whom was it written or said? And then last, there's a place for you to write, how can you implement God's word in your life? One key difference when reading and studying is writing down what you hear and absorb. And it's not just so you remember it later, okay? The very act of writing requires you to formulate your thoughts clearly. So writing forces you to identify vague thinking for what it is and push past it. When you write it down, you are learning because it helps you understand better. I'm grateful. I really am, God, that I began the practice of note-taking with my own personal Bible study. Now when I read a passage again, I know what I learned the last time, and it helps me to retain and remember. And then not only that, it helps me to know what I need to search next. So this book is for individuals, for Bible teachers, group leaders, preachers, just your own personal Bible study time. This notebook of preceding studies will become valued and appreciated as it develops into your go-to tool, if you will, and providing an even deeper revelation of the Word. So, guys, my books, all of my information, I want to let you guys know how you can contact me. You can purchase all of my books from my website at www.twylaree.com. That's twylaree.com. We also have a nonprofit organization. We're 501c3, Broken Wings Incorporated, and we formed this nonprofit to help our brain injury community. Again, we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization designed to provide awareness about traumatic brain injury to communities while providing support, resources, tips, and brain injury prevention insight. We educate and empower brain injury survivors, caregivers, and their families by teaching them how to turn their tragedies around by providing real-time working strategies to ideal well-being to get results in life in spite of health or wealth challenges, guys. You can check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/author Twyla Reed. I'm also the host of the Cockroach Cafe on Blog Talk Radio. If you are a survivor of a traumatic event and you've made it out victorious and you want to share your story with the world, I invite you to connect with me. I want you guys to just email the word feature me to info@twylareed.com. That's info@twylareed.com. Again, my website is www.twylareed.com, T-W-Y-L-I-A-R-E-I-D. Thank you guys so much for joining. As I close, I want you guys to remember that we all know that life can sometimes prevent a series of events that can lead us down certain paths in life that can lead to discouragement, destruction. We must remember that it's our relationship with God that sustains us when we reach our limit and we want to quit in our journey. We can do two things. We can stand firm, dig deep, and keep persevering, or we can turn back to those familiar things that weren't good for us. Remember, the choice you make has the power to alter the course of your destiny for the rest of your life. Thank you guys for listening. And I want you guys to remember to keep making the impossible possible by spreading your own broken wings and soaring by the power of God as you transform your tragedy into empowering moments. Again, I want to thank Angela Smith for this awesome opportunity. I want to thank the African American Author Literacy Awareness Campaign for such an opportunity. I'm truly honored to be able to share with you guys. Again, we went over the books Broken Wings, Affirmations for the Mind, Body, and Soul, My Journey, Goal Setting Journal, and last, The Word, the Truth, and the Light, Bible Study Notebook. You guys, I invite you to please connect with me. I'm available for speaking engagement and for a 20-minute free consultation. Just reach out to me. Let's connect. Again, you can reach me by email at info.twylareed. My website again, www.twylareed.com. My nonprofit website is www.brokenwingsinc.org. Remember, all donations are tax deductible. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. My podcast, Conqueror's Cafe, you can check us out at www.conquerorscafe.com. I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/AuthorTwylaReed. Our nonprofit has a Facebook page, facebook.com/BWINC. Again, let's connect. I invite you guys at info@twylareed.com. Reach out to me. Let's connect. Last time, my author's website is www.twylareed.com. Thank you, guys. I'm Author Twyla Reed. I'm also known as your tragedy to strategy mentor. Thank you, guys. I love you guys. Take care. God bless. Again, keep making the impossible possible by spreading your own broken wings and soaring by the power of God as you transform your tragedy into empowering moments. God bless you.